Chapter 6 Show 5, the show where all contestants must perform a Beatles song of their choosing, is where it all comes off the rails. Darcy and Stelfox are unconvinced by Jesus' version of Come Together. It had been a long, heated argument with Herb about why he couldn't do Helter Skelter. The other offering, considered to be the weakest that night, is Ryan Crane's NutraSweet take on With a Little Help from My Friends, which is pronounced too bland and artificial, even for Stelfox's tastes. As Stelfox had outlined in his pre-show run-through with the judges, Jesus and Ryan would be put to the public vote. He was confident enough in his theory after the Nielsens that Crane would be the one going home. Crane and Jesus standing in front of the judges now, criminals in the dock as their cases are discussed. The usual banalities like presence, star quality, originality, and impact getting thrown around between Stelfox, Darcy, and Stutz.
"Well, I think you're both fantastic performers, but the thing I'd like to know," Darcy says, looking up at the two contestants, "is why do you want this? How badly do you want it? Do you want to go all the way?"
All the way where?" Jesus says.
"Darcy," Crane says, cutting him off, "I give 110% every time out there." He points dramatically towards the sacred space of the stage behind him. "I believe God chooses our paths for us, and..."
"Well," Stelfox says, cutting in, "I think you'll find Jesus here probably believes that too."
A few giggles from the audience.
No, not at all," Jesus cuts in. "Matter of fact, God hates that kind of nonsense."
"Excuse me?"
Crane says, turning to look at JC for the first time.
"Oh, God, don't get into this," Becky thinks, sitting there in the bleachers. "Not now, on live TV."
"That whole idea of preordained destiny, the hand of God guiding you bull, rubbish, it gets used by everyone from serial killers to tyrants and dictators. God gave you the whole free will thing, so you know, do what thou will and all that."
"Oh, so we can just do what we like?" Crane says.
"Well, up to a point. I mean, you need to remember the one big rule."
"And what's that?"
"Just be nice."
"You know,"
Crane says, his jaw set as he turns fully to face Jesus,
"speaking as a Roman Catholic, I find you using the stage name Jesus."
"Catholic, huh?"
Jesus says, the only person in the studio whose pulse is still completely normal at this point.
"How about that Pope of yours?
You know he refused to sign a UN declaration acknowledging the rights of homosexuals and the disabled?
The dude's practically a Holocaust denier, too. He..."
Panic in the control room now.
Harry, the director, screaming into earpieces, "Get them off of this! Christ!"
Gasps from the studio audience as Stelfox tries to regain control.
"Right, guys, that's enough. I think
the Holy Father,"
Crane is trying to say as Jesus keeps on going with the chapter and verse about the Pope,
"punished known pedophiles in the Catholic Church by sentencing them to a period of penitence. I mean, he didn't, like, fire them or anything. Hell, half the time they get moved to other parishes where they could just start again. But then, this is the same Pope who had the giant hairy balls to go to Africa and tell them that using condoms could actually increase the spread of AIDS. How dare you?"
Crane going red-faced now. All across America, people reaching for their telephones, fury going long distance, the ABN switchboard lighting up like the 4th of July.
"To get back to the music," Darcy is saying, "member of the Hitler Youth, an anti-Semitic, homophobic," Jesus is saying. "I find your remarks totally offensive,"
Crane finally explodes. "Hey, then forgive me," Jesus says as they cut to a commercial. "You're the Christian."